Notepad with me, Ibrahim Sani. Every now and then, I have the opportunity to speak with inventors, creators, and people that actually change the way we work around the globe. And of course, today, I have with me an interesting and special guest. I have with me Dato' K.S. Puah. You would know him through his work, the founder and the creator of the Pen Drive. Dato' K.S. Puah is a native of Skinchan in Selangor, and today he is in the One World Hotel to discuss the new venture of his company, and more importantly, to discuss the ongoings of the tech sector. Dato', thanks again for having us today. When I first got this invitation to interview you, I immediately jumped on it because we speak about you all the time at work, back when I was in university, you name it. And it may come as a surprise to you, but there's a lot of people that look up to you to understand your life a little bit better. But there's also this sense of mythicism that surrounds your true nature. People are saying, is it even true that the founder of a pen drive is a Malaysian, or is he a Taiwanese? Did he live in Malaysia? Those kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I know. I mean, you've written about the book, but I don't know whether people have read the book. But let's just jump into history and talk about how you created the pen drive.
First, I'd like to clarify that we are not called invent the pen drive. Okay. Before we developed this USB drive, they have already a company from Israel, from China. They use multi chips. Okay, to build a pen drive, build a drive, and drive size is big, performance is bad, and the price is too high. Okay, I still remember that time the 8 megabyte drive was to the end user was like $99. So who is going to spend the $99 for that 8 megabyte, right? So we found this opportunity. We have one of our customers came from Germany. They came to me to ask, hey, can you doing these things or not? After we check, we just spent 3 to 4 months. We take a 1 hour single chip solution, the SoC, integrate everything into one. So made the board clean, only the chips with the flash memory. Then we start to promote this as a, we call pen drive. So I'm saying that we are integrate or develop the pen drive. We are not inventor.
Yeah, but still, you crafted the whole idea of the pen drive. The
and by the way, we are the guy to push this pen drive popular in the market. And why is a side effect that the floppy drive, gone? The notebook, the desktop floppy drive gone because of pen drive.
Yeah, and of course, the vehicle that you use this is your company, Phison.
Yes.
And while today we see a lot of companies call themselves unicorns, or even there's a new term I just found out, minotaurs, right? Companies that have raised $1 billion, companies that are valued at $1 billion. Phison, however, have received $1 billion in revenue, in actual money.
After 10 years.
Yeah, of course, but still, it's $1 billion.
Yes.
Tell us about that journey. How is it like?
Oh, it's tough.
Of course it's tough, yeah.
Okay, let's back to history. Okay, I'm from Skinchan. I stay in Klang, Ping Hwa High School since 1987. So 7 years staying there. After graduate, you know, I'm from a Chinese school, right? So we have to decide to go overseas. But unfortunately, my father that time is a farmer, no have any finance can pick up me. So I decided to go to Taiwan because Taiwan is the cheapest, okay? And Taiwan allow us to have a part-time job when you are studying. And by the way, the cost performance, the quality of education in Taiwan, what I can say in engineering, they are the best in the world.
Wow.
And I'm talking engineering, not science, engineering.
Okay.
Because Taiwan, they have industrial. You study in the class, you go out the class, they got the company there, right? You not only just read books, exam, that's all. You can have a practical, okay, to touch whatever. You know, today if we study the physics, there was 300 years ago history. But you look into the electronics products, which happened just right now, the class won't tell you. So you have to go to the industrial. So I'm saying Taiwan is the best in engineering because they have a whole education systems, but they have industrial ecosystems. Okay. So I went there, I studied, and for some reason, my professor, because I need to have a part-time job, okay, professor offered me a job that a month, the supporting salary is 5,000 NT, means 500 ringgit that time. Then they asked me to go to check where's the core solid state drive, where's the controller. So I was 22 years old in that time. So I worked for professor, he made a startup company, I worked for him. After I graduated, for many reasons, the books tell the whole story, we decided to quit the company, and we've been forced to build a company called Phison by five people. And start with Phison, then a customer from Germany came to me to ask for a so-called USB drive, we built for them. Actually, the company is starting only $1 million. Mm. No, a start with the $1 million and you claim you want to do the chip design, there's a...
It's unheard of, yeah. You don't have money for R&D.
Nobody believe.
Yeah.
Today, if you say you want to raise a fund for the so-called chip design company, you need at least a $20 million at the first startup, but the first fundraising. So $1 million, nobody believe, and I also don't believe we can make it. But I think it's a lot of luck to us, okay? Starting with the USB drive, then USB drive start getting popular. Company broke even, start to hit the profit after 9 months. From startup to 9 months, we start to make some money. Then we went IPO after 49 months. From startup to IPO 49 months, so we hit the record in Taiwan. After 9 months, company start to have a little bit profit, slim profit. After that, every month, we generate profit, okay? So we grew business from first year $4 million, so we went to like $20 million, then immediately jumped to $80 million, then we jumped to $200 million in 2006.
It's unbelievable, right?
It's unbelievable, yeah.
There's a lot of stories about inventors going through a lot of self-doubt, a lack of confidence, the iterations are not coming through, so they lose heart. And over time, they just drop off. Does that happen to you? Or because of the success happening so fast, there was not enough time for self-doubt, loss of confidence? Because you really need to move and iterate things faster.
Actually, just now what you described happened. Okay, when you look to this company, $1 billion business, there is looks like everything's smooth. No, nothing is smooth. Every day, a lot of frustrating things happen, a lot of failure happen, a lot of challenged by the competitors, by the customer, the supplier, by the bank, okay? Every day. I think if you ask why we can that smooth, there are many factors, okay? Just we are working hard. We are really working very hard, and I think we are smart. We smart what to do, and we know what we are doing. We know what we are doing, okay? So we are not over challenged with our capability. Then we try to make the things, you know, very solid. Mm. Very solid. We look to company, right? Today we still have from $1 million, I try to go to bank to ask for small little credit amount. No. No any support because first I'm not a Taiwanese, I don't have a backup, I don't have a land, I have a rental. But today because of that reason, we got no finance support from bank. I know cash flow is so important. So this company today, we have $500 million cash on hand. Mm. Okay, no any loan from bank, not necessary from bank. So everything coming from, if something happened today, there must be some reason. The luck was every day we have many challenge, many failure. It's a failure. We have to solve the failure, right? So we learn a lot of know-how. Mm. Yeah, that's why we are sitting here today.
Right, we'll take a short break, but when we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more about the conversation with the founder of Phison as well as the pen drive. Thanks for staying on with us, Notepad with me, Ibrahim Sani. Today we are with Dato' K.S. Pua, the founder of the Pen Drive. And Dato', however humble you may like to argue yourself, it's undeniable that Phison is one of the companies that we continuously look at, particularly on the public listed exchange in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And the problem with companies that have breakthrough products is that they need to continue to present themselves or present the market with even more breakthrough products. Mm-hmm. Or else you lose the game and you lose the market, and you know, competitors will come and eat you up. Right now, one of the products that you want to champion, particularly for this year in 2019, is what we call a non memory chip.
Yes, controllers, okay. Non-memory controllers.
So let's talk about that.
Yes. Okay, all the users today, you cannot survive without any of storage. Your smartphone, you're driving the navigators, okay, you take the video, you go to the Google, you go to the Alibaba to buy something, all about storage, okay? Phison, we cover the full range of different applications. So today in Taiwan, I have more than 1,000 engineers keep working day and night, ready is day and night. A lot of spec request by the customers, request by the supplier, they keep asking us to do something to make the products better, the higher quality, cheap price, cheaper, okay? So this market is very competitive because they have a still big guy there, big giant there is Samsung. They keep, you know, actually we are competing with Samsung. Mm. We have our partners, we alliance, we compete with Samsung. So it's a non-stop business. If one day we miss our design, the cycle, if we're behind, well, I can tell you gone. So because of this kind of, I always treat my people, hey, you better have to catch our schedule. If not, we lost 6 months, we lost forever.
The conversation, of course, is also on merging and trying to see if there is a possibility of being acquired. Does this kind of M&A behavior worry you? Your competitors might eat you up. You might, you know, buy somebody else's technology.
In this 18 years, this company, 18 years, all right. Yes, a lot of either supply chain competitors try to merge this company, but I decided not to do it. Okay. The reason I decided not to do it because I still can see in this industry, our company position, we have a super bright future. I can see. And I believe after year 2020, right, we have not, maybe not, cannot say that, but we have less competitors.
Oh, really?
Less competitors. I'm very sure because this business is not that easier. Okay. We are doing the whole supply chain. We cover the whole ecosystem. We are not just give something. We cover the whole system. So in 2 years, if less competitors, why I'm going to sell my company right now? If I have a good future, right? And talking about merging any other else, I have no interest. Again.
Is it because of different, you don't want to merge different cultures? It's not about balance sheet, it's not about technology.
No balance sheet, no finance, no strategy, yeah. Just because we are able to do everything in-house today. We are able, okay? So if we go to merge any other else, they must be better than us, right? But unfortunately in this industry, we are the best. And maybe this is too arrogant, but my people, they already built a whole good systems, which we no need to go through M&A to help ourselves to grow business.
Does this confidence stem from your cash flow as well? Because you argue that you're sitting on
cash flow, about our engineers team.
Okay.
This good skill quality engineering teams, they're working hard, they are working solid. This helping myself have good confidence to this company.
Let's talk a little bit about the engineering ecosystem that you speak of. So just now you alluded that Taiwan perhaps has one of the best, if not the best, engineering schools and engineering ecosystem. You argued that because of the application, the applied science to it,
yes.
The industry, you know, factories and companies and businesses that are around those schools. Do you think that this is where, say for instance, Stanford in Silicon Valley, where they have a lot of ecosystem in terms of tech, you can see the same thing for applied sciences and applied engineering in Taiwan. Is that where your confidence stem from? You have continuously strong talent streaming in.
Yes. I just give one example, okay? The Taiwan Hsinchu, they have so-called science park, okay? Science park now, you know, is a very important. If talking about TSMC, starting from that science park, okay? Taiwan government 40 years ago, the government decided to build a science park because before that there was a farming country. They had to move to industrial, so they decided to go to Semicon, same as Malaysia 40 years ago. And 40 years ago, that place is all by all MNC company. But today you go to science park, 99% is a Taiwan local company, owned by Taiwanese, started by Taiwanese, okay? The reason is because the government policy and they have a good education systems. And government build the whole supply chain ecosystems.
Let's talk a little bit of politics. I know you don't like talking about this, but...
Sensitive.
Yeah, of course, right? But that's why we need to talk about this. Yeah. We're talking about Taiwan and China, the relationship you have there, and then you as a Malaysian in Taiwan, and then of course the Taiwan businesses in the E&E ecosystem, including that of Malaysia and Penang and elsewhere. Does all these geopolitical developments create some sort of problems for you at work, or does it make it easier?
Good question. Yes, we are based in Taiwan. By the way, we are dealing some design in this industrial, which something may a little bit sensitive, which the Taiwan local government they may do to us if we are too close in China.
Yeah.
Okay. The market is there, no doubt. So we have to go to invest in China. We have to do something in China, but government may ask, hey, why and how, and they will ask, hey, don't do something. Okay, yes, this is a problem, but back to the business, right? Something, if I take my responsibility, I'm the chairman and CEO of company, I have to help company grow. Okay, on the other hand, we cannot direct something, we cannot direct work with China, then we have to go through some other third parties or other countries.
And just be smart about it.
Yep.
But of course, you're not the only company that is going through this problem.
Definitely,
right?
Yep. Yeah.
Then how do you think this will end? Because this kind of third-party workaround or...
When the time to end? Good question. I think
you're an engineer. You would find the least direct path of resistance from A to B. That's the quickest.
Engineers, we are solve engineering problem. We are not going to solve... We are not able to solve political problem, okay? This is totally different war, okay? Yeah.
Does this frustrate you? Because...
No. They always write the crisis create opportunity. Okay, because of that, got some problem there. If we can design around, we can find some other solutions, we get the business.
Okay.
So, we like problem.
Alright, yeah. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss more with Dato' K. S. Pua, yeah, the founder of the Pen Drive. Don't worry. With me, Ibrahim Sani. We're in the thoughtful discussion with Dato' K.S. Pua, the founder of the Pen Drive, of course, the CEO of Phison as well. Dato', when we were at the break just now, you were talking about some wisdom words that were imparted to you by your mentor. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, when I start Phison, right, I was an engineer. I don't know about what is a business, I don't know how to manage the finance, I don't know how to manage people, I don't know how to talk to customers. So everything is a kind of engineering thinking. So when Toshiba decided to invest to Phison, there was a gentleman named Mr. Kobayashi. He's my mentor. He did the Toshiba name phrase from nothing to the worldwide number 2. So he just gave me a very simple word, Japanese, English. Don't walk in the sky. Because one day you will fall down. You have to walk on the earth. Okay? Everything you do must be very solid. Everything you do, you have to ask why. Why? You know, everything happened, right? There must be with some root cause. You have to find the root cause. You find the root cause, you can solve root cause, then you can be success.
A lot of people are arguing that people who have technical training, like engineering or accounting or that kind of stuff, mathematics, they don't normally turn out to be visionaries because they are grounded, way too grounded. They can only work with the things they know. They can't be visionary.
Yeah.
But clearly your work over the past few decades have shown that not only you are a visionary, you can actually predict what's going to be the future, and you're a trained engineer. How do we challenge that, I don't know what you call that, paradigm shift of people with technical background not having visionary views?
If the people stay in the good environment, everything, life quality, good, why they need to think about that? Okay? The reason is we have today, if you do to Phison, if things doing good, just because we've been challenged every day, every hour. We have many difficulty have to solve immediately, okay? So I taking this is kind of a training, okay? All we learn is kind of, we get through the all learning curve, we learn the know-how, we have experience, we be more knowledgeable, then we can predict. If I'm staying in the somewhere, family good, life good, every night I can go, mama, 2-3 hours drink, talking, get fun. I got nothing. I just a salaryman. The reason is, I think all about the opportunity, because I go Taiwan, I went Taiwan, professor asked this, so for some reason, we build a company, then we have to survive. We have to survive. Survive means we have to create profit. Create profit, but how? Okay, so because of so everything, we try to solve one by one, at the end, we're here.
Okay, and we don't have much time left. I just want to draw your experiences abroad and how you view Malaysia right now. We have had a very interesting election. It's close to 1 year already. Yeah. What are your thoughts on your country?
Okay, I have made the trips everywhere almost every 1 to 2 weeks. Okay, I met all the management team in all the different companies. I can feel, they tell me there are more interest to invest to Malaysia at this moment. At this moment. Why? Why? Why not at the past? Why? One thing is very important, corruption. Corruption. The ex-government, I don't want to mention, but the experience to them is bad. They don't want to touch. But with the new government, I can see they are more willing because, okay, Malaysia, we have a good environment. Language is not a problem. Food is not a problem. Okay. And we have a lot of a skill of people here. And politics so far compared with other countries here, right? I think it's stable, not that stable, but stable, right? Why they don't want to come here? They prefer go to Singapore, even though the cost is so high there. Because there, Singapore, everything easier. Okay? But at the past experience here, their corruption so heavy, they don't like to come. But with the new government, I can see it's improving.
And of course, things like this don't normally stay the same all the time. Things can either get better or worse.
Yes.
But
you know, I wish it getting best. I wish everything getting better.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, corruption still plays around, not just for investors, local investors as well, people at large. Do you think that we are on track in addressing corruption? Because remember, as we stand right now, no one has been found guilty of anything just yet, meaning that the prosecution of corruption issues are still a long way to go.
Again, there is a politic issue, okay? I'm talking about at least today government officials, they understand what's happening, okay? From the top, start to drive, hey, yeah, you have to watch, okay? At least the whole ecosystem, I mean the government ecosystem here, looks much better than the past, at least. Of course, nothing can be cleaned up in one night. You know, already 60 years, right? The whole, I mean, their ecosystem, they build the ecosystem. 5 years, I still thinking not enough. Okay, my experience, look to the opinion, look to Selangor, right? After the changing government, first 5 years, nothing changed. I mean, improved it a bit, but second 5 years, something changed faster, right? So, it's need time.
All right.
Yeah.
So, what's next for you, other than the non-microchip?
Keep hiring more engineers, investing more money. Look to after 2 years, right? If less competitors, company, of course, making more profit, then invest more, become the key player. Yeah.
You're having a headache managing a business this large with an ecosystem that is quite volatile?
I think, okay.
You cannot survive without this. You must have this.
If you ask me 15 years ago, the answer is yes, I have lots of challenging, but today I feel I'm quite mature and I know how to handle this. I know because I already accumulated so many experience, right? All I can tell you, I feel easier, now much easier, because I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I have to keep my team stable, they're happy, they enjoy, okay? Then they keep working hard, they trust me, they trust the company, then everything will be good. We are on the right track.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Dato' K.S. Pua, the founder of Phison, also the pen drive. Thank you, Dato', for having this wonderful chat. Remember, if you missed this interview, just head on to astrology.com, search for Notepad. You can also download our app all on our Google Play or Apple App Store. Many of them are running on microchips like yours, actually.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's me signing off for this episode. Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.